Blog Talk Radio.
It's also the birthday of J. Edgar Hoover, who was born in Washington, D.C. He was supposed to have what was known in those days as Negro blood. He changed his name from John Edward Hoover to J. Period E. Edgar Hoover. I don't know why. Anyway, among the birthdays today, Titus, Roman Emperor, in year 39 B.C., or I think A.D., and he's the one who captured Jerusalem, Roman Emperor General. One of the greatest Illinois politicians, statesman, governor, immigrant from Germany, John Peter Altgeld, born in 1847, and there's a street in Chicago on Altgeld Avenue, north side. Altgeld's famous because as governor, he pardoned the people who were the labor protesters in the Haymarket riot, which some Chicago policemen were killed, and this was a lot of labor unrest in that period. He couldn't become president, but I think he later went on to become a senator, and he was castigated for pardoning those Haymarket rioters. We'll get more on this from Patrick Butler, who's an expert on Chicago history, who's had 50 years experience in Illinois media. In 1865, Rudyard Kipling was born, and of course he was pushing British imperialism in the time of the reign of Queen Victoria. Simon Guggenheim of the Guggenheim family, born on this day, one of the worst war criminals in total war world history. Tojo Hideaki, born in 1884. He was the prime minister, and in his name, and he did awful things: a war of aggression, imperialism, rape, testing on Chinese and Americans. There's a horrible film out about what happened at a Unit 31, I think it was, in Mukden, Manchuria, where they captured Russians and Chinese POWs, Americans and Russians and Chinese, and did horrible tests on them, worse than what the Mengele did in Germany. great Russian composer who wrote The Comedians and a lot of other music. Dmitry Kabalevsky, born today, and one of the great British directors, Carol Reed, whose most famous film is The Third Man, starring Trevor Howard and Orson Welles. Orson Welles played a black marketeer in Vienna who was selling defective, I think it was, vaccines. And Trevor Howard played an intelligence officer who was tracking him down. And there's a famous theme called, it was played with a zither called The Third Man Theme. It's your You Bet Your Life, Bert Parks, born on this day. Bo Diddley, his real name was Elias Bates, black guy, supposed to be the father of rock and roll, and here is an excerpt from our archives, our audio archives.
Bo Diddley.
From the archives, and Bo Diddley was supposed to be the father of rock and roll. It's his birthday today. Mother birthday is another musician. The Monkees, Michael Nesmith, wore that hat, although we don't have his clip, any audio from him, at least any that we're going to play. Another musician, Paul Stokey. His first name was Noel. You can see why he didn't use it, because it didn't go with Peter, Paul, and Mary. And Mary Travers recently died of cancer. It's really sad. So there's just Peter and Paul who are still around from the 60s. Also, two other entertainers, Russ Tamblyn and Jack Lord of Hawaii Valley Bowl. And a great baseball player, Jewish heritage. He didn't play on the Sabbath or on the Jewish holy days. Sandy Koufax or Koufax. And I think he was one of the first Jewish heritage baseball players who was really good. Among the deaths today, famous Filipino patriot was executed, I believe, by the Spanish in 1896. You know, it was 2 years before the Spanish-American War, before we got involved. Jose Mercado Rizal. There's a building in San Francisco named called the Rizal, and there's also a street. There's a street named after him, and it's a subject of an attempted assassination of one of the tenants, Raul Almason, who's dead now, died naturally of kidney failure, a famous lawyer. And it's a senior citizen project where there were veterans who served in the Philippine-American Army in World War II and came to America legally and was given subsidized housing south of Market in San Francisco. We'll get into that another day. Another great actor born today, or died today, and Tyrone Power. He died of a heart attack, a young man, 62 years old, and he did serve in the Navy in World War II. The first Executive Secretary of the United Nations, Trygve Lie, in Norwegian. He was he died on this day. Also, we have Dorothy Cominjan, who was in Citizen. I forgot what role she played. We had Ling Ling the Panda. I did an audio interview, unfortunately we didn't have the video at that time, of the Chinese veterinarians who specialized in the pandas, and we'll play that next year as part of our best of series, which is coming up. One of the greatest American pop composers, he's also wrote the longest piece of music in world history. That's Richard Rodgers, and that long piece of music was Victory at Sea. And he died today. He was a Jewish ethnic family. He originally studied to be a doctor, didn't like it, like a lot of musicians. Some studied to be lawyers, doctors, that sort of thing. He worked with, first with Lorenz Hart, I think, who committed suicide, and then with Oscar Hammerstein II. And Richard Rodgers' daughter, she wrote Once Upon a Mattress. It's kind of mediocre. And then she had a son, who also wrote some music, which is not that good. And then Lou Ayers was supposed to have died today, and he was, as I said, he was in the film Advising and Consenting, played the vice president named Harley. And also he was in that famous World War One Foxhole film. Among the events today, the first Kona coffee in 1817 was planted in Hawaii. Kona coffee is not native to Hawaii, and it's a very expensive coffee also. It's as expensive as Blue Mountain, which is from Jamaica. And, of course, it's been diluted. You see what passes as Kona coffee is. And other beans have been mixed in, inferior beans. In 1835, gold was discovered in the Cherokee territories, and they were forced to move across the Mississippi. And this is what happens just as gold was discovered in the Black Hills and cut around after the American Civil War, and Custer was sent up there. And the Indians were opposed to white settlement and messing with the sacred grounds. And this is part of the Indian Wars, and this is what happens. In 1853, the Gadsden Purchase, so we go to war with countries and then we pay them for the territory that we want. $10 million was spent on 45 square miles, which was the part of Arizona and New Mexico. And it was one of the biggest, second biggest purchase of land in the West. First, it was the Louisiana Purchase by Jefferson, and then in 1853, there was the Gadsden Purchase. In 1861, the U.S. stopped payments in gold, I guess because of the American Civil War. And then one of the worst fires in Chicago occurred, the Iroquois Theater in 1903. 602 people died, we know about. 1911, Abner Doubleday was finally identified as the guy who invented baseball. 1911, Sun Yat-sen was first elected president of the Republic of China. This was after the fall of the Manchu dynasty. If you want to, the best way to look at this is see 55 days at Peking with Charlton Heston, Ava Gardner, David Niven. Great film, but Sun Yat-sen is not in it. But this is what precipitated the fall of the Manchu dynasty and the Dowager Empress, and then the Chinese decided to set up a republic. Chiang Kai-shek succeeded Sun Yat-sen. And then 1918, John Edgar Hoover became J. Edgar Hoover. It's also his birthday tomorrow. In 1922, the Soviet Union organized the Federation. In 1938, a Russian invented the electronic television system. In 1940, California, which is known for its freeways, the first freeway was set up at Arroyo Seco. And in 1952, it was the first year cataloged that there were no lynchings of blacks. We didn't have the civil rights statutes at that time. And in 1965, Ferdinand Marcos, who's part Chinese, who's dead now, became the first, became Philippine president and then started his dictatorship. 1972, Nixon stops the bombing or halts the bombing of North Vietnam to force them to the peace talks and negotiations. 1993, the Vatican recognized Israel, and also it was in the Catholic liturgy, Jews were blamed for killing Christ, were called Christ killers. That was stricken from the Catholic liturgies, and so that there could be a rapprochement with the Jews and of course the Israelis. One of the questions we ought to be asking ourselves. We keep hearing about the polls. Well, the unanswered question is, who composes the question? Who selects the polling base? Who determines the number of people and the type of people polled? Who, if anyone, checks the polling responses? And who pays for the poll? A new song is out about journalists who lie. It's a new pop song by Marison, who castigates media people who lie, such as Gannett Media. The New York suburban paper, I think it's Westchester Journal, is unapologetic for publishing the names and addresses of local gun owners. Are these people media morons, these media people? Will the media next publish the names of and addresses of homeowners who have installed burglar alarms? Now, that information, when you want to install a burglar alarm, it's electronic, you have to get a building permit, electrical permit for that security system. And as part of our agenda 2013, and a lot of other people talk about it, but it's time to do something about it, is to look at this untapped revenue source that bicyclists, they only pay the sales tax when they buy a bike, but they don't pay for licenses. They are not licensed. They don't pay for any damages that they do to cars and when they come into contact with cars or people, and people have been injured and killed. I've been knocked down twice. They don't obey the rules of the road. And they have all this disposable income. Some of them spend it on cocaine and drugs, recreational drugs. Others spend a lot of time sipping latte. So we call them the latte leisure class, that other 1%. Upcoming next year or next week, we will before we end, we're going to end early today. Here's a tip from a Russian diplomat that I knew. It's a hangover tip. Before you party, drink a small glass of olive oil to coat your stomach. You should also not drink on an empty stomach. I found that eating French fries or potato chips helps grease the stomach. And my best advice is don't swill. And don't drive and get caught with drunk driving, because they're starting to crack down, as they should, because too many people get injured. And, once somebody's injured, they never fully recover. I speak from personal experience. So we're going to end now. We'll be back Wednesday, and we'll end with our usual thing, politics and poker, and there's going to be a lot of it next week because, apparently, as I predicted, the fiscal cliff, we went over it a long time ago. So Happy New Year, and here is a brief exit, politics and poker.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say, when you got a parrot, Jack, bat up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game in luck. Decisions like
who to pick,
how to play,
not
to
bet,
when to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot race.
We'll be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock. This is Peter Paul Brazilla. Have a safe New Year's. And again, sip, don't swill, and don't drink on an empty stomach, and certainly don't drive. Happy New Year.